We used to see snapping turtles on the Hudson River. We had a camp, and it was a big, wide river where our camp was, and there were weed beds, you know, out in the middle. And we used to see gigantic turtles. I mean, tortoise-sized turtles. And and one year, somebody shot one, and they dragged it in to shore. It was a stupid thing to do, obviously, but, you know, it wasn't a sea turtle or anything like that, just a big old snapping turtle.
Yeah, it's amazing how big some of these get. I think for the Northeast anyway, with this common eastern-type snapping turtle, I guess about 3 feet total length is a big one, and maybe up to 50 pounds or something like that.
Boy, this was big.
Yeah, there is another kind called alligator snappers. You find them farther south, and those get way big, like 200-pound giants that are pretty scary. But even these relatively smaller ones are pretty impressive.
Yeah, bit an oar.
Yeah,
you know, we used to go take the boat out and look in the weed beds in the shallows, and you'd see them. You know, obviously not a lot of them, but there was one place we'd go, and there was this one turtle that seemed to hang out there that was just huge. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sort of makes sense. I mean, kind of like sharks, you know, what you usually focus on with sharks is their big jaws and their big teeth because it's so impressive. And people talk about snapping turtles, even the name itself, you know, this big hook.
Well, we didn't swim there.
Stuff. Yeah, but it sort of makes sense if you look how they're designed compared to something like a painted turtle, which also lives in the same habitat. So if you scare a painted turtle, pick it up, it'll pull into its shell pretty far in. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a box turtle, it'll actually have a hinged bottom part of the shell, it'll help close up and protect it, but snappers can't fit into their shell.
Oh, really?
So the shell's only about a third of the body length, and they're just hanging out all over the place. So it probably makes sense that they're going to have to compensate for that by being aggressive and having a long, snaky kind of a neck so they can reach around and protect themselves.
I remember getting a lesson when I was little, you know, in how dangerous they could be, especially with the big ones that were there.
Yeah. And you can see them along roadsides pretty commonly in June when they're looking for nice soft sand to lay their eggs in. And so they get hit by cars a lot.
So what do you do if you come upon one that's in the middle of a busy road? You want to help it, but you don't want to be snapped either.
Yeah, there's no easy way to do it. I always want to stop and try to help them. I'll at least try to stop traffic and keep some mean person from trying to hit them or something. And I used to pick them up by the tail, the base of the tail, and they'd whip around with their back legs and they'd pee on you and stuff. And I learned later that that's not actually good, especially for the bigger ones, because especially if they're heavy. First of all, they may still be able to get you or scratch you with your foot with their claws, and then you might drop them, which isn't good. But also just the weight of the shell on the body can dislocate their tail vertebrae and actually cause internal damage that might eventually kill them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of tough. I saw a picture of a biologist picking up one of those giant alligator snappers. It was huge, and he could actually reach over to the front and hook his fingers over the front margin of the shell above the thing's head so it couldn't twist around and get him, and then had his hand under the back end of the shell too. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Probably the best is either take the risk and pick them up by the shell
or try
just
to direct
herd
traffic.
Them across somehow like that.
Well, let's talk about painted turtles for a minute because they don't bite. They're hard to catch, though. They're the ones that are sitting on the log, you know, and you paddle by and they go bloop, bloop, bloop into the water.
Smoother shell, they're dark color with a little protein covering kind of related to your fingernails and nice painted red and yellow markings on the sides. But like you said, they're not as aggressive. But you do have to watch out if you catch them. It doesn't hurt them to pick them up by the shell. And when they do come out of their shell and they walk around, you have to watch out because they're used to dropping off edges of things and then landing in the soft water.
So you don't want to put them on your picnic table and have them drop off.
Scoot off and just go right off it expecting to land in a pond, and then there's the hard ground.
Well, thanks very much. I'll be careful of the turtles, that's for sure. Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College, I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.